Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me for this segment, I have Adriana Showalter and Candy Leach, members of Support Sisters, a nonprofit organization that helps provide assistance to breast cancer patients. So thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen, for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
So tell us about your organization. What is Support Sisters all about?
We've been around since 2015. We got started as a couple of us women supporting other women. We're all survivors on our board. But as we started, we were just breast cancer survivors supporting other women. We would go to lunch once a month. And then we saw the need in our community for women who needed some financial assistance. And so we decided to go ahead and create a nonprofit called Support Sisters.
And how long have you been in existence?
Since 2015.
Since 2015. Now, who do you help? Is there a geographical area?
Yes, we help women who live or work or volunteer who are affiliated with Corona Narco in Eastvale. And they're all women who have been diagnosed with breast or gynecological cancers.
What do you do with the funds that you raise? How does it help those that you are supporting?
So we're able to do tremendous things with the funds that we raise, Stephen. We actually have been paying rent, utilities, co-payments, second opinions. We've been able to pay for prescriptions, trial medications not covered by insurance. So basically, we speak with the survivors in group settings as well as some one-on-one support, and we find out what their needs are, and we're actually able to tailor what we do for them based on their specific needs.
Are there any other services that you'd like to talk about?
We have monthly support groups. We call those sister sit-downs. We also have an online support group that has just started recently. It's actually doing quite well, called Survivor Sisters. We have even survivors from other areas in that group, so that's open to anyone. We also have survivors there that aren't even necessarily breast and gynecological cancers. We have an annual meet and greet where we invite survivors from all over. We also go with them to doctor's appointments if they need somebody to support them and advocate for them and help them take notes so that when they leave, they can come out with a better understanding of the information they've just been provided. We'll go with them to chemotherapy, radiation, anything that they need.
And what motivates you? What's the motivation behind this?
I think what motivates us is that we're all breast cancer survivors. Candy is kind of like a pre-vivor. She has not been diagnosed with cancer, but has a huge family history and has had several biopsies and tests, and she's been through the ringer of several scares. But I believe what motivates all of us, and there's eight of us on our board, is we know how it feels to be told that you have cancer. And it's very, very scary, and we're all very thankful to be alive. And I think that's what motivates us, is that we want to pay it forward. And also, I want to mention that our past president, Kathy Azevedo, is going through breast cancer for the third time. And so as we support other women, we are also supporting one of our own. And sometimes that's difficult because we want to fix things and we want to change things. And we know that all we can do is be there emotionally and financially when we can.
And even as somebody who, as Adriana stated, I'm not a survivor, but I've definitely been through it with tests and surgeries and different things. And even not having had cancer myself, I can attest to the fear and financial and emotional turmoil that you go through when you're facing this devastating disease. And so our mission is to basically do whatever we can to be a buffer and help minimize the devastation that people face, both financially and emotionally.
Great. Now, there are a lot of nonprofit groups, of course. What makes your group different? What sets you apart from other nonprofits?
What sets us apart is, I think, the one-on-one care that we give to people. Going with them to the doctor's appointments. They text and call at all hours of the day and night. If they're having a rough time, we will go and take them out to lunch, take them for coffee, go visit them. We've even had cases where Adriana has gone over to help somebody go through papers and things that were building up while she was not well. Just anything that they need. And I think a lot of other nonprofits, they're more geared towards medical bills, and we literally can get in there and fill any gap. And a lot of other organizations don't have that ability because they don't get the personal connection. And that's where we stand apart, is because they become like family to us.
How do you decide if someone needs assistance, and how can they get in touch with you if they do need assistance? How can they get involved?
So we're listed on the American Cancer Society as a local support group. We have affiliations with Kaiser, Corona Compassionate Cancer Center, City of Hope, and other support groups we work with throughout Riverside and Corona areas. We work with the breast care coordinators at Kaiser, Riverside, Fontana, and Ontario. So when they get a woman who is in need and they know that they're in our area and they need financial or emotional help, they call us. We have a relationship with them and, like I said, other nonprofits in the area. And we are able to refer one another different situations with people that may need help. And to add to what Candy said, and what sets us apart is if a woman needs money for groceries, or, you know, we can just go to Stater Brothers and buy a gift card and they could go buy what they need. And how we determine if they need help is we have a form on our website. They fill it out, and most of the women we help do come to our sister sit down, so we know them personally. But if someone needs help that we don't know, they just go to our website, supportsisters.org, and they could go to assistance and they can fill out a form, and then we'll contact them.
Okay, and that's support sisters with a Z on the end, .org, correct?
Yes.
Now, you have a special event each and every year to help raise funds during the year. That special event is coming up October 19th. Tell us about the Combat Cancer Walk.
Okay, Stephen, so this is actually our fourth year doing Combat Cancer Walk, and we have added some new things to the event this year to try to make it a little more community focused. We appreciate so much the support we get from everyone in the community, from those that sponsor to the vendors to those that just come out and walk and help us spread the word. So tickets are $25, $35 if you want a t-shirt for pre-registration. We also sell shirts event day. We have a variety of different vendors out there, and we're going to have a couple food trucks. We're going to have Miguel's, Jamba Juice, Kona Ice, and Big Mama's Hot Dogs. We're going to have free face painting. We're going to have a little cornhole area they can play, crafts with Home Depot, and a lot of fun events like that. We have a photo booth area with props where you get to leave with a photo of your team or family that day. And it's a 5K walk. And we start the event at 7 a.m. The ceremony begins at 8:30, and the walk kicks off at 9 a.m.
And where's that going to be located at?
It's going to be located at Norco College.
And that's on the 19th. Is that a Saturday, I believe?
That is a Saturday, yes.
Now, do you still need sponsors for the event?
We do. We are always looking for sponsors year-round. We have so many wonderful returning sponsors in our community, but the more we raise, the more we are able to help these women that are in need. So we are absolutely always looking for sponsors. You can visit our website and find information. Again, that's Support Sisters with a Z on the end, supportsisters.org. And you can also email us at ccwsponsors@supportsisters.org.
Now, I imagine you still need volunteers for the event as well. Is that correct?
We do. And we have that's also on the website, but you can also email us for that at ccwvolunteers@supportsisters.org. And we can ask sort of what your area is that you feel you'd be best in, and see if we're able to place you for this or future events.
And how much money did you raise on this event last year?
We raised approximately $50,000, and we also had many in-kind donations as well. And that helped offset the cost of putting on the walk. And I would like to add that none of us support sisters are paid. We all do this because like I said, we want to give back, but all of your money when you donate goes to the survivors.
So there are no administrative costs. All
Correct.
The money going directly to the organization.
With the little bit that we spend to put on the walk that is not donated, we do get a ton of stuff donated. The sound is always donated. The step and repeat for the photo backdrop, the cones and stuff like that mark the route. We just have so many amazing supporters in the community. So we spend as little as possible to put on these types of events, but those are the only types of fees that are associated with the money we raise.
They're operational costs. They're not administrative
costs. Exactly,
yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, great. Now tell us once again, where can they get tickets? How much are they? And where and when is the event?
Okay, so again, the event is Saturday, October 19th, beginning at 7 a.m. at Norco College. That's located at 2001 3rd Street in Norco. You can get tickets on our website, supportsisters.org. We also have a direct site on Eventbrite, which is combatcancerwalk2019.eventbrite.com. Tickets are $25. For children 8 to 12, they're 10. Survivors and children 7 and under walk free. If you would like a pre-registration event shirt, that's just $10 with your ticket. If you would like to purchase an event shirt on the day of the event, that's $15. And something that I haven't mentioned yet that's also exciting is for every $100 you raise, in addition to your registration fee, you'll be entered to win one of two Disneyland Park Hopper family four packs. We also have a bunch of other vendor raffles and things like that. So hopefully everybody that goes there leaves with something special.
Great. Now, as we start to wrap things up, what is one point that people can take away from how important Support Sisters is to the community?
I think that everyone knows someone who has had breast cancer, and you never know when your loved one will be diagnosed. And if one thing people learn about us is that we just want to be there for people's moms, sisters, aunts, and it's just really a community group that takes care of each other.
Yeah. 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime. So if you can imagine a community event that covers a small area like this, look around in the grocery store, at work, at your children's school, in your neighborhood. 1 in every 8 of those women that you see could potentially be afflicted with this disease in their lifetime. And we just want to do our very best to help support those women.
Okay, great. Candy Leach and Adriana Showalter, members of Support Sisters, a nonprofit organization that helps provide assistance to breast cancer patients. So thank you once again for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you for having us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.